You're listening to the best of the morning blast on Hot 103 Jams.
Looking ahead to your Memorial Weekend weather. Looks pretty clear over the weekend for you. But on your Memorial Day, 40% chance of rain.
It's been raining the whole month of May, fam.
Grilling's still happening no matter what. I don't think there's a weather event that can stop Kansas Cityans from getting out there on the grill, getting out there on that smoker.
No, hell no, it ain't. Story time with Brian. Back in, this was like spring of 2000. It was raining outside. And we throw some meat on the grill. Drizzling, raining. Did it anyway. 60 degree weather. That's what we do in Kansas City.
No, that's right. Travel experts are expecting a lot of activity on the roads and in the air as half of the adult population in the United States is vaccinated right now. Homeland Security is warning air travelers, get right, because they're going to be putting the hammer down on any foolishness.
Yeah, for real though. Everybody was on their A1 best behavior during my flight, so I think people know what's up with that.
Masks are still necessary.
Yeah.
They say that they have been having more unruly passengers in this past year than ever in airline history. So, no, people are not knowing that they gotta act right.
Man, I've been seeing fights at the airport.
All kind of stuff that have been going on in the airspace. But I'm not trying to be a part of that. That's the one spot where I will not be cutting up. My father worked at LaGuardia Airport for 30 years, and he pulled me to the side because he knows how I can get. He was like, they'll have that knee in your neck before you can know it. It was like, don't do it. So I go very docile and very mild-mannered.
Shay will not be on the no-fly zone.
No, you know how much I like to go places?
Yeah, I know. That's bad news for everybody.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620 today. Look for highs in the upper 70s. More thunderstorms coming our way, y'all. Be prepared. Right now, you are cloudy and 65 in KCK. Shade was popping.
Lord, will these people please leave this young lady alone? I love Summer Walker's music, and y'all gonna make her go in the house.
What happened?
So, of course, she just had a baby recently, and she posted a photo of herself holding her child. Well, the lurkers went crazy, Brian, saying things about the little baby whose face you couldn't even see in the picture. Now, some of the things that folks were posting about was her choice of food for her child, which includes hemp seeds, mushrooms, and raw honey.
Test tube, baby.
I don't know if the baby's old enough to chew, so mushrooms?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know either way. So she responded with, quote, y'all post the baby, be wanna see, and then also y'all roasting a baby whose face you can't even see. LOL, make it make sense. In conclusion, MFs is weird, and I will never post my baby, so stop asking.
No, that's right. Keep that baby on that Dr. Sebi diet.
Oh, Lord. After playing just 3 games in the Basketball Africa League, rapper J. Cole has decided to come on back home.
Aw, man, well, there ain't no shame in that. Listen, it's only 2 people in the world that's accomplished what J. Cole has accomplished, and that's him and Master P. Being a top-flight rapper and a professional basketball player.
According to ESPN's The Undefeated, the rapper left the Rwanda Patriots due to, quote, a family obligation. I wonder what that is.
But job well done, J. Cole. You know, Royce the 5'9 said something interesting the other day. He said, thank you, J. Cole, for making it possible for young black boys to dream twice.
He had 5 points, 3 assists, and 5 rebounds in the 45 minutes of those 3 preliminary games. That doesn't seem like a lot to me.
But J. Cole, he's in his mid-30s. He's like 35. Jordan retired after the Bulls when he was 35, 36 years old. J. Cole, job well done, fam. That's a professional basketball league. Come on now.
Juvenile is going to be in the town again for the Legends of Hip Hop October 15th. He was interviewed recently, and some comments that he made kind of shocked me.
Buck is a don't, bruh. I hate Buck. I hate Young Buck, fam. Oh. Buck is a so we ain't gonna talk about Buck at all, period.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I'm sorry, what was that?
Bro. Yeah, man, you gotta ask
okay,
me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Look, hey, you do me a favor. Just ask me about me. Don't throw them name like this. But I can't,
okay,
man. I
okay.
hate
like
Buck.
Okay.
It was your interview he done that really made me trigger back to like him. Like, I really him for real, fam.
Okay.
That was a DJ Vlad interview. And I had no clue about this beef. I never heard of it ever in my life. I know Young Buck used to be with Cash Money in the early days in the mid, late 90s. So maybe it's something stemmed from there.
I don't know, but that was very strong.
It's straight up, you know. Transparency at its finest.
Didn't A1 Bentley change his name?
Not sure. I don't know. I need to holler at some of my Kansas partners about that.
Of course, you know, he's a hometown guy, KCK native. Well, he and his wife, Lyrica Anderson, are going to be appearing on season 18 of WeTV's Marriage Boot Camp.
Okay. I thought you about to bring out the D word. Now it's about to be sad for my boy. Divorce.
Oh, well, no, they trying to save it at the marriage okay. of the boot camps.
All right.
So, you know, we'll have to watch that, and hopefully everything's on the up and up.
Come on, A1, make it happen, dog. You make it happen.
I'm pretty sure he changed his name to, like, it ain't Spring Break. It's something.
Spring Break?
No, I'm being serious. I could have sworn that I saw a story last week where he changed his name.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
Why you mad, though?
Hey, I just want to give a shout out to my boy, J.R. Hoodstar. I'm mad because he's not getting the recognition that he needs in Kansas City. So if you can just give a shout out to him and look out for J.R. Hoodstar, up and coming host and rapper.
Hey, J.R. Hoodstar is a part of the Parallel Clothing Company, right?
Yes, sir.
Shout out to J.R. Hoodstar. Who is this?
This is J.R. Hoodstar Sr.
Ain't nothing like your daddy waking up
right.
early and showing some love on the radio. We ain't mad.
Yeah.
Headed to work.
There you go.
Have a good one.
All right. Hey.
Why you mad though?
Went to McDonald's this morning and tried to order some coffee and stuff. They talking about welcome to Popeye's. I'm like, excuse you.
Come on now, dog.
They was like, well, welcome to Taco Bell. I'm like, man, I'm too early in the morning for this food.
Come on, man.
Maybe they got two jobs or something and they forgot where they was at.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Major announcement tomorrow at 5:12 on the Playmaker Show. Be in position. Yesterday, Kate Sauer, she's a Kansas native, who is also credited as the first woman to coach in a Super Bowl. Old girl is coming back home to join the Kansas City Chiefs, Brian.
Congratulations. Another step in the right direction of inclusion for the NFL.
Not only has Sowers been coaching, but she is a former football player.
Mm-hmm.
There's a women's football league that she was a part of. Are you familiar?
I know you ain't talking about, it's not the lingerie joint, but I...
No.
Yeah, I've heard of other professional women's football leagues, yeah.
So she also coached with the Atlanta Falcons, and then she went to San Francisco.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's where she coached for the Super Bowl, correct?
Yes, against us. She's a part of the winning team now. You know what I'm saying? I actually played with a young lady in the seventh grade on my football team.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. 1997. We was with the Chiefs, South Suburban Junior Football Association.
What was her name?
I don't remember. She was on the news, though. I remember Channel 9 came out and did a whole story on it. It was kind of cool.
So what's up?
Yeah, she was good, too. You think women can be in the NFL, like, besides a kicker, maybe a quarterback? You think so?
Yeah, you know, women come in all different sizes and shapes.
Yeah,
you know it.
I can see a woman receiver.
I see women in all body styles, and if you want to do it, I don't think that there's anything that you can't do if you put your mind to it.
I agree. Especially like a receiver. Like there are some fast women out there. Or a cornerback. Not sure about linebackers or linemen because those are some of the more bigger guys. I mean, yeah, there are. I mean, like you just said, there are bigger women, but these are talking about. We talking about big, big guys. But I could definitely see a woman in the NFL soon. Mm-hmm. What was that? What were you saying?
Hey,
you
look,
call me a woman? Is that what you call me names?
The video of a woman proposing to her boyfriend, it has gone viral, Brian. I posted it on my socials this week, and I got hundreds of comments from women, and it's surprising. Make sure you tuned in at 7-Eleven for the hot trending topic.
You're listening to the best of the morning blog on Hot 103 Jams.
$1,000 in birthday cash. I know you need it. Keep listening to The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your chance to get qualified.
Good morning, 7:08. Today, look for highs in the upper 70s. Thunderstorms on the way right now. You got a little rain in 71 in Raytown.
A video of a woman getting on her knee to propose to her man has gone viral, Brian. I post a video on my socials with the question, would you propose to your man? Why or why not? Out of 98 comments on that post, 96 women said hell to the no.
Expectedly so.
Only two women said yes, that they actually had proposed to their man, one of them 18 years ago and one of them 17 years ago. We're talking to Christina Jones this morning, who got down on that knee 17 years ago and asked her man to be her husband.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
I get that all the time too.
Christine, why do you think so many women are offended, basically, from the responses?
I personally think it has to do with pride and the definition of the role of a female.
Were you afraid that he was going to say no?
I wasn't afraid at all. The way I did it, it was actually spur of the moment. We had only known each other for like 10 months. I had gotten permission from my dad to go ahead and marry him, and this is what I wanted to do. He was an active duty soldier at the time, and I asked him if he wanted to get married. He said, sure. I said, do you want to do it right now? He said, why not? So we literally exited from the highway, went straight to the courthouse, and then here we are about 17 years later.
You got any brothers?
Yeah, I've got two.
What did they think about it?
They really didn't have a say-so. My mom didn't even know. My dad was the only one that knew.
One of the comments that women were making on this post was that when you remove the man from that role, then he will not occupy it anymore. Like, you are taking charge of the relationship, and he may not want to work, or he may not want to do the other things that are traditionally stereotypical male roles. What do you think about that?
That is totally inaccurate. Just because I decided to actually take it upon myself to ask him for his hand in marriage, he's still the man of the house. He's still the breadwinner. When we made that commitment, he still tells me, just so you know, we're going to have that wedding. We want to wait come 20 years.
Kansas City, hit us up right now, 816-576-7103. We want to hear your opinion.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
11:22 today. Look for highs in the upper 70s. More rain coming our way. Man, Faye got a little rain right now, 71 in Raytown. Shay was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Gemini friends. Louis Gossett Jr., an Academy Award winning actor, is 85 today.
Uh-huh.
Actor Dondre T. Whitfield, he's 52 today. Actor Todd Bridges in these streets, 56. Royalty Brown, daughter of Chris Brown, is yet 7.
Yep.
Reality TV star Ryan Henry, he's a tattoo artist from Black Ink Crew Chicago. He's 35 today. One of my favorite rappers of all time. My top five.
Oh, mama had wrong one.
Yeah.
Here we go. Buddy. Come on. The frills.
That's Jada Kids from the group The Locks. He's 46. Yep. Wowzers. Okay, I didn't know
top
that.
Top five, dead or alive. That's just off one LP.
That's Vines. And another rapper who is definitely an icon in the game. You was with it.
Baby.
One of my favorites from him.
The prototype.
I think I
Being in the ride, you know what I'm saying? little shorty listening to this, you know, driving through the city with your sunroof open.
Hold on to your wig.
Wasn't wearing wigs then. You a hater.
It's beautiful.
I hate you. Go ahead.
Happy birthday, everybody. Born on May 27th.
Lord. My little mama got to get some holy water, a prayer circle in her life, something. Talking about Vivica A. Fox. Of course, she's a friend to the show. We've interviewed her many times. We always have good conversations when we talk with her. Why is she still talking about their relationship with 50 Cent from 18 years ago, man?
She love him.
She did say that was the love of her life. She has not stopped saying that over the last 18 years.
The main thing, what killed the relationship was that we just went way too public, way too fast. The love that I had for him, and still to this day, will always, like, he was the love of my life. I will admit that without any reservations. He will always have a very special place in my heart.
We know you a top flight G and all that, Shay, but some people got emotions they just can't let go. My mama feel that way about my daddy.
I had a dude that I was with. This was my first, and we were together for 7 years. And I carried something inside my heart. I put it in a special box and put it away. No one knew. It took me 10 years to get over that relationship. For real. I'm not getting ready to be out here talking about this every time looking crazy.
Yeah, you up here to Teflon Don, I see, huh?
No, but what he 50 Cent ain't out here talking about her.
I'm sorry about the embarrassment for you, huh?
You already know. And that's something maybe I need help with, the pride. But the level of pride is too high for me to do that.
Absolutely.
Well, his current girlfriend, Cuban Link, responded to Vivica's comments on socials with, aw, and then she put a violin and heart face emoji. So she's shading on the low.
Oh, she's definitely playing her for the fool right now.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Joe Biden's in town today.
Oh, word?
You'll be vibing out at Penn Valley.
Okay.
Vaccine clinic.
Might get her some barbecue, man. Presidential platter, please.
I did get the plug to go meet her, but it's later in the afternoon and my boo's plane would have landed already, and not going to let me out of his sight.
Oh, no. It's time for you to be coodling and conniving, in your words.
So yesterday I asked him what would he say if this weekend we're in St. Louis. And he says he wants to go to a steakhouse for his birthday, so I'm going to take him to one. What would he do if I just bust out and be like, you married me?
I just want my baby.
What'd he say?
He said that he wouldn't embarrass me, but he's like, what are you doing?
I'm serious. All men would be the same reaction women do. You know how y'all be like, you're like, you put your both of your hands over your mouth. Like, that's probably how we would do it, or over our heart or something. It would be shocking, fam. Like, I can't imagine just standing there and, like, don't get on the knee, fam. Don't do that. You can't text that. Like,
I'm going on the record. That's not going to happen this weekend. I don't do that. But nonetheless, a woman did that very thing. She proposed to her man in her pretty blue dress. She got down on her knee and he just stood there, let her get down there. And so we're talking about why so many women find it objectionable. I know me personally, no. But would you jump out the window and propose to your man?
I almost did it when I was with my ex, and I didn't because I realized he didn't want to marry me, and I'll be celebrating my 1-year anniversary in July. I didn't have to beat around the bush. I didn't have to push the issue or force it. The man that wanted to marry me didn't hesitate to put a ring. I guess it just depends on the person.
All right, what's your name?
Tish.
Thank you so much for calling up and sharing that with us this morning.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Folks looking to get that $1,000 in birthday cash, stick with us. About 15 minutes, we're going to make somebody a winner. As much as women are looking for equality in 2021, Brian, in the world of work and pay and opportunities, there's one area of life that seems to remain the same. 98% of women who have seen the video of a young woman proposing to her dude are completely against it. Does that negate the whole equality conversation, in your opinion?
It puts a dent in the armor, definitely. Because I think that if you think like that, it should apply across the board.
I typically would agree with you in this case, because I'm one of those who believe that women can do anything that a man can do except this.
You're never the one to do that. So I know this is a serious deal. Like, usually when you do something, it just applies to everything.
Yeah.
Because you got, you know, you say you got, you know, you stand on your ethics and morals and, yeah, and things like that. So this is, and I agree with you. For the record, personally, I'm never down with this. Don't do that to me. Let me do that. So I feel you, though.
1 + 1 = 2, in my opinion. Corey's in the comments, and he said that society and cultural programming is a MF. I salute and commend this free spirit for being herself and not being like the rest of the crowd who are too proud to try something different with they miserable ass.
That ether, the stuff to make your soul burn slow.
Such a refreshing sight to see a woman think for herself and do as she damn well pleases, not doing what someone else thinks she should do, which is truly inspiring and trailblazing. There is absolutely nothing wrong with her proposing to him or any woman proposing to a man she loves.
Some people feel that way.
What do you think about this? What are your thoughts on women proposing to men?
I know a lot of men that have proposed to a lot of women, and their marriage didn't last 3 years. So my thing is this. I don't think that it's nothing wrong with a woman proposing to a man, and I would prefer that a woman propose to me for the simple fact it's a lot of women that play a lot of games down here. You don't know their intentions.
Oh, boy.
Wow, you don't know their intentions.
You sound like Queen Naija, fam. You a little tender over there, fam. You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. But I'm just, yeah, I'm a little tender. I am a little tender.
It's cool, fam. It's all good. Hey, we all go through it, dog. It's all good.
Right.
What's your name?
This Big Dooney.
All right, Big Dooney. Thank you for rocking with the Morning Grind on your way to work this morning.
That's right.
Bye. What more do you want from me?
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
New season of Hell's Kitchen returns Monday on Fox. We'll be talking to Kansas City's own chef, Jayon.
Hey.
Tomorrow on the Morning Grind, he will be competing this season and representing the town.
My dog, Chef Jay, in the building. Good morning, 8:07 today. Look for highs in the upper 70s. Plenty of rain and thunderstorms throughout the day. Cloudy and 71 right now in KCK.
Old girl in the blue dress went viral when she got down on one knee and proposed to her man, Brian. My comments have never been so full of women who were completely offended, upset, mad that this woman would propose to the man that she loves. They even said her friends can't love her for allowing her to do this.
Can't hate on, wow, happiness, man.
We're talking to a woman who actually did just that. She proposed to her man, and you know, Tiffany took our pictures that's on the Hot 103 Jams website. She's a very talented photographer.
Hey, Tiffany, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are y'all doing? Over here, happily married.
You were one of only two people in the comments who actually saw no problem with a woman proposing to her man. Talk to us about where you were in your headspace when you decided to propose.
My now husband of 18 years, he was in a place where he was looking for me to move to a new city. I had a great job, career, kids, you know, already from a previous marriage. And I'm like, okay, well, that's cool. And I thought about it. I was like, well, let me see if he's really serious about this. So I went, I bought a ring, a very nice ring, had diamonds in it, the whole nine. And I was visiting Augusta, and we were talking, and I pulled the ring out and asked him, would he marry me? And he, without hesitation, said yes.
Oh, without hesitation, huh?
Yeah.
How has he described that moment for him?
Well, I just asked him about it again because I saw all the people making the comments, and I was like, look me in my eyes and tell me that you were cool with it. And he was like, I was taken aback because I wasn't expecting it, which I think is kind of the point. But I had no problem with it. It was decision time, and that was my decision.
What did your family and friends have to say about it?
I don't know that I really told a whole bunch of people because I'm kind of private like that. But my friends were fine with my closest friends, the ones that know me, were fine with it. I didn't get any pushback or any kind of negativity. But I didn't back then. You know, there was no Facebook or anything like that, so I wasn't able to be judged by the general public for my decision.
Look at you. You a trendsetter. So when you went and bought the ring, did the jeweler, like, look at you funny?
You know what? I don't even remember that. I don't think so. I think I would have left if I got any type of pushback with me spending that kind of money.
So you've got a daughter that just graduated high school. If she came to you in 2 or 3 years, Mommy, I want to ask Tyrone to marry me. What you going to say?
Do it. I mean, I don't feel like it's a decision. Everybody has the right to decline. And if that's the place where you're at this time, I say that you should have the ability to make that decision. If that's something that you want to do and you want to know whether or not this is going where it's going, ask. I still don't understand where the problem lies. I really don't. But, you know, there's going to be people who are going to, you know, throw scripture at me, and I get it. I completely get that. But was she still not found? Is asking how you find a wife? I don't think so.
In the words of Cephas and Reese, we still together.
And we still together.
Hey, good luck and God bless, Tiffany. Thank you for joining us. Have a good one.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:22 today. Look for highs in the upper 70s. More rain and thunderstorms coming our way. At the Grandview Triangle right now, you are cloudy and 71. Shade, what's popping?
The city of Oakland, California has declared that May 19th will be known as Paul Mooney Day.
Yeah.
The resolution called Paul, quote, an Oakland treasure, a trailblazing comedian, writer, producer, film, and television actor with a career spanning 4 decades. They went on to say he's a shining example of the talent in Oakland. If you were not aware, Paul Mooney passed away last week.
Yeah, him being from Oakland definitely makes a lot of sense. RIP to the great one.
I love this, and not just because I'm an HBCU alumni, but because it's a beautiful thing to do. Howard University announced that the newly reestablished College of Fine Arts will be named after Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, yeah. No better person.
Boseman graduated from Howard in 2000 with a bachelor's degree in fine arts.
Gotta love that, man.
So clearly we're in the wrong business. I find more and more reasons why I wonder why I ain't do something else with my life.
You've been television. Pretty successful.
Not this successful. Guy Fieri is now the highest paid chef on cable television. He signed a 3-year contract with the Food Network for $80 million.
Wow. I didn't know the bag was like that, fam.
That's why I was telling you we doing the wrong thing, friend.
He getting paid more than Chef Ramsay, though.
He getting paid more than any other chef on television periodicals.
Yeah. Chef Ramsay killing him, boy. If they want to go head up, why don't Chef Ramsay give it to him? But congratulations, though, man. Yeah, we in the wrong business.
I need some free tacos at the Guy Fieri Taco Shop out there at P&L. What up?
I mean, you know, if I can get on TV and do my special Rotel recipe, you know what I'm saying? Maybe I can get 80 bands. What's up? Not 80 million, 80 bands.
Yeah, I don't know if you'll get that either.
My Rotel is world famous.
I mean, it was all right. I was shocked. I thought it was going to be salty. It wasn't. I really thought you was going to oversalt.
I appreciate it.
So we've been talking about this Tiny T.I. stuff for a couple months now. The lady who started it all, her name is Sabrina Peterson. She used to be friends with Tiny back in the day. She said that T.I. pulled a gun on her. Now she's saying that if they apologize to her within the next 7 days, that she'll let everything go. She says, I don't want one dime.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is David.
All right, Damon.
I can't stand the thought of
Trey?
Hell no.
We ain't getting no younger. We might as well do.
What?
One thing's for sure, if Jagged Edge break up, they will not be asking you to sub.
Oh, man, we just got yourself registered for a chance to get $1,000 in birthday cash. Plus, you got $25 Missouri Lottery cash, full life ticket prize pack, all right?
I appreciate it.
Tell the town what morning show you rocking with.
The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine, you did.
I want to break it down.
Join in our celebration for your chance to win $1,000 in birthday cash.
I'm rich.
From Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.